Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
I shouldn't call this a roundup. It should have more of a country theme to it if it's going to be a roundup.
No roundup.
Not a shindig. Anyway, time to talk baseball with Fireman Jim.
Good morning, Bob and Brian.
Hey.
You seem to have a bit of a hangover yet, Fireman Jim, like you haven't come to grips with the fact that we're not in the World Series.
And I haven't.
Came up a game short.
You know, I watched most of the game yesterday, but I was still just...
Game one of the World Series.
Game one of the World Series.
Did you go to the game Saturday night? So you were there, Brian was there.
Yeah, I saw Brian. I was waving him from the left field bleachers.
Were you?
Yeah. I could hear you, but
could you hear me? It's like, I'm right here. Nice seats. Good job.
I saw Brian on TV when I was sitting in a bar.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't miss him.
Well, after the Yelich home run, there he was, standing up, whipping his collar up. You weren't sitting there like, I'm not standing up. No, you were totally into it.
You can't do that.
Why?
You can't sit in the front row and sit there like a lump.
Is the front row expected to have the most enthusiasm?
I think so.
Okay. Was your phone blown up the entire game, though?
It was.
I saw you.
I blew him up.
It was pretty busy.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I never sat in the front row, so I don't know the rules for front row seating. So.
And if you're going to
don't put your stuff on the dugout. Put your stuff on the roof of the dugout.
The old days you could, and the stadium, county stadium.
Were you personally told? No. Hey. Oh, but okay. Others
Everyone around me was.
So you
got the point.
No.
So you're observing the rules.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
No beer, cell phones. No, they don't like that. The old county stadium days, they didn't care. You could put your feet up. You could have five beer cups in front of you.
They didn't have cup holders, though, at county stadium, like you do at Miller Park. You know, everybody has their own little cup holder.
That's what the dugout was for.
Hey, we gave you a cup holder.
No,
use it.
The dugout has cup holders screwed to the back of it.
Oh, yeah. No, they didn't want anything on top. So, no, that's awesome. And if you're going to do it for any game and you're just get the best seats you can and just spend a lot of money, whatever, that's the game to do.
Yeah. Championship series of a major sport, game 7.
Right.
Miles from your house on a Saturday night.
No,
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm just surprised that you were the guy who did it. I didn't expect to see you
there
that
night. And
you
were cheering, you were loud. Now, I was at game 6 and 7.
Okay.
Game 6, very loud. I've never been to a louder Brewer game ever. And just constantly throughout the entire game. Yes, we had a lead right away. And it was, we're going to do this. Game 7. I don't know. The vibe wasn't quite there. I mean, we were up by one run, then we were down by one run, and we were only down by one for like five innings. So we were in the game, but the fans just didn't seem like they were. I don't know. Yeah. Is it because it's a game 7? Do we have a lot of people there that were, hey, I'm going to go to game 7. I got some people that
they weren't doing anything.
It was a boring game. They weren't hitting.
Well, they did have a double. What inning did they open up with a double and couldn't move him at all?
Nothing,
it was like, oh,
nothing
this
to feed
is...
off of.
Yep, and then once that Yelich catch.
Yeah, the catch out there by Jennings, correct?
That was
Bollinger.
Jennings. No, it wasn't Bellinger. It was Chris Taylor.
Taylor. Okay, thank you. Strike. Almost, we're down to our last strike on that one. Thankfully.
That would have been a game changer. I mean, that just deflated the stadium, it seemed. It seemed like it was like, oh, that was
but
a big
everybody
chance.
Stayed. I didn't see a lot of empty seats.
No, they didn't start leaving until the 8th. I did notice in the 8th inning people started to leave. And then bringing Kershaw in, I've heard you talk about it, I've heard a lot of people talk about it. I think that was a big mistake by Los Angeles. I think it affected them last night.
What was the point to bring him in? They had a 4-run cushion. I mean, why bring him in?
They had used Jansen already. They had used their closer already, but still, they had a full bullpen.
I was going to say they have somebody else out there who is quite capable of holding on to a 4-run lead.
And I know they want to bring Kershaw. They don't want to bring Kershaw in with guys on base because he's not a true reliever, so... They wanted him to get a fresh inning, but still a 4-run lead. They were cruising.
That was just bebopping and scatting is all that was.
And it affected him, I think, yesterday. I mean, he could have got a full rest.
Oh,
and
now
you see what happened. Now he
fired Dave Roberts.
He gets hammered.
He's got to go.
They get the loss. Yeah. So
you just cost us a World Series. So, all right, let's talk about the Brewers before we get to the World Series. We are pretty solid as far as a team next year.
Very solid.
I mean, there's some.
Very solid.
Does Scope come back?
Well, he signed him. He's under contract, so he's ours.
But do you deal him?
Well,
he didn't.
You
pay
could
off.
Attempt to deal him. He did not, and he'll admit that. I mean, he didn't, and not maybe a full season where he can start with the opening day. Where he's some guys don't get used to their team when they get traded in the middle of the season. Never got comfortable here. Maybe I don't know.
There was no talk like that about anybody on the team
right
this fall. They everyone was talking about how they all got along so well. The team chemistry was great.
Yep. So, I mean, the gelling was there. He just didn't perform, obviously.
You got to figure Granderson won't be back, right?
Granderson, I mean,
he's older. He was...
Granderson, yeah, Moose, I don't think he's coming back.
What do you
back.
Do with Santana?
With Domingo?
Yeah. I mean, the outfield's full. You can't keep him on and as
Braxton,
just a pinch
no.
hitter.
So is he trade bait? Down. Is he trade bait? Possibly. I mean, they talked about that last year. He had a great year in 17 going into 18, and they were going to try to move him, I think. Maybe they're going to keep him, but then they got Kane and Yelich. So now what do you do with him? I mean, he came off the bench. He was
he had clutch hits. He had clutch hits in the playoffs. You're right.
Full season for us. Then he had clutch hits. So his name is out there. Now the playoffs, when a team's in the playoffs like the Brewers were, other teams start to notice these guys now. They're noticing Wade Miley. He's a free agent. Do the Brewers attempt to get him back? I mean, we got, you know, Nelson coming back.
I heard somebody talking about Wade Miley that the Rockies would be really interested in him because he's a ground ball pitcher.
Right.
And in that park, a ground ball pitcher is worth his weight in
his
gold.
His stock went way up. I mean, you know, Gio Gonzalez, you know, he got hurt, you know, in the last games, obviously, but he's a free agent. He'll get signed. But these guys are going to get signed. Will the Brewers keep him? We got some pitching coming up now. We got some guys that might start.
You know, we got Woodruff, who could be a starter next year.
Right, right. Burns.
Burns is another
possibly.
Guy.
Possibly, and you got Jimmy Nelson. Is he, you know, a full year off, you know, rehabs, and he should be good to go next year. So,
all right, yeah. So what happens with guys like Suter and Davies then?
Right.
At
and
that
Chase
point.
Anderson. Now,
right.
Chase Anderson's like, you know, he's going to really dig in this offseason. They've already talked to me. His philosophy now is like, you're going to see me a totally different pitcher next year.
Chief Fireman Jim, it sounds like the general manager over at the Brewers place has his plate full this winter.
He sure does. He sure does. I mean, and you know he's going to make, you know he's going to do some things.
Will he have time for Christmas?
Probably not. A Brewer
that
Christmas
makes
for
me
us
sad,
fans.
Fireman Jim.
Christmas for us. We'll see what he does. But we have, I mean, most
Chief Fireman Jim, this is a lot of work being a general manager. I thought it was just you picked up the phone a couple times a day and
had a lot
the
of
old
baseball
days.
Games. Right.
That's the old days. This is the new era of baseball. So you're going to see some moves, but most of our team's intact. You know, he's definitely have a lot of questions that's going to happen. But most of the guys are back next year, which is great.
Yeah.
And we were, like I said, one game away from the World Series.
Also,
one
you
game.
Know, I want to know what Craig Counsell has learned this year, where he would add whatever to the formula. He's very analytical.
I'm
about
sure he's
the way
learned. I mean, the
went.
Whole playoff atmosphere, and I mean, he handled it well. I mean, it's you even saw it last night in the World Series, the game of the World Series, how many pitchers they used, and they're two studs. You thought Kershaw versus Sale. That's going to be seven innings each. They're going to just dominate, and they were out after, what, four?
You think more and more teams will do that?
It's the way it's going.
It's like well, your starter
the way
goes
it's going.
Three innings?
Counsell didn't start doing it until we were in, I don't want to call it desperation, playoff mode, I'll say, with, what, 20 games to go in the season?
Right, you saw more.
Yeah, but during the season, for the most part, he wasn't racing the hill after three.
You can't.
Right,
you can't.
Think that was part
you
of the
really
plan
can't.
No,
all
I think
the time?
I think
or you
it
think
just,
it was an adjustment?
I think it was you have to win. At that point, we can't afford to lose any games. I got to change now, and it worked.
And you can't.
And
yeah.
I think it just kind of got to be, well, I know my bullpen is good.
Bullpen is your strength, so
yeah.
Use it a lot.
Totally different managing style from playoffs to regular season.
Right.
Totally different.
And they were in playoff mode the last month of the season.
Pretty
so
much.
I think he was kind of forced his hand, but they delivered for him.
They delivered. And, so. You know, did they burn out? The question, did Jeffers burn out? He looked a little bit tired out there. I mean, he gave up six runs in eight innings. He gave up six runs from June 30th to the end of the season, six earned runs. I mean, he was a dominant pitcher.
Time to...
It was, and it happened. And, you know, do I want Jeffers back? Yeah, I want him back.
Okay, so you want that Knebel, hater, Jeffers
yes.
again? Okay.
Yes.
I don't think it's not a hard question to answer. Would you take
no.
that again?
I mean, but yeah. A lot of people are saying, you know, Jeffers, you know, they're writing him off. How can you write him off? Yes, he had a bad series. He did. But he's a great regular season pitcher. He was fine. Kershaw has been a bad playoff pitcher, you know, for years. But he had a few good starts. He had a good start against Milwaukee. You're going to write Kershaw off? No, of course not. He's, you know, one of their best pitchers. Their best pitcher, probably.
So what happened to our batting?
Yeah, what happened?
Our hitters.
But we scored like four runs. Besides game six, we scored four runs in our three. We lost three of the last four games.
You know, that series, I think the total runs were 24 Brewers, 23 Dodgers.
I got those numbers. They're crazy equal. I mean, they were 24 to 23.
Yeah.
The ERAs were 3.15 to 3.18. 82 strikeouts to 79 strikeouts. The numbers are just.
Really? Yeah, it's really close. So if you look at just the numbers, you go, well, who? Brewers must have won, right? No, we lost.
Yeah, they were so close, but the number that matters is the 4-3.
Right.
that's the one that hurts. So,
all right, yeah. What about the World Series last night? You got the Dodgers, you got the Red Sox.
It was a good game. I mean, it was tight until the pinch hit home run that propelled the Sox.
Both starting pitchers got hammered,
Both were not in their A game for sure. And it was, you know, it's cold there. Sale hasn't been quite himself since he was sick. And Kershaw coming out, he's been pitched in that game seven of our series. That I think affected
I guess
him.
The only good thing to come out of the game last night was that Manny Machado got three RBIs, and every kid in America felt better about that.
As much as we don't like him, Boston,
they hate him.
I heard Eric say it, they hate him even worse. They've had a history where he took out Dustin Pedroia on a slide, and that's the Red Sox, captain. And then they were throwing behind him, and they've never really come to grips. So I don't think you'll see Machado as a free agent go to Boston next year.
Hey, Boston, never forget Machado's a douchebag.
Yeah, no, he was getting booed. He was getting booed for sure. So, but, I mean, he's a great hitter, though. That's the.
Where's he going to be next year? Cubs? Cardinals?
Probably the Cubs.
Yankees?
Probably. Cubs, Yankees would be the two tops, I would think.
Is there any chance he's a Dodger next year? That they just go, well, let's pay this guy. Let's keep him.
There's always a chance. But, they got Corey Sager, who was injured all year, and he was their stud shortstop. He can hit, too. So, I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't think so, but I think he'd be a Yankee or a Cub. But if stranger things have happened, I hope he goes to the American League so to deal with him.
Oh, I think worst-case scenario, Fireman Jim. I totally expect him to be in a Cubs uniform on the mound on opening day.
Move him to third base and keep Baez as short. And
I don't know.
Bryant to the outfield.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Cardinals wanted to. The Cubs did not like seeing us beat them. They folded like a house of cards at the end of the season, the Cubs.
Well, their last month of the season, it's like they were out of gas. They were just staggering.
And everything that went right for us went wrong for them.
Yeah.
Boo-hoo. Exactly.
Boo-hoo,
Chicago. I could care less.
Yeah.
I could care less.
Right.
Now that you're, division champion, now we're the guys that they're gunning for. Good. I like it.
Craig Counsell has been here before, not as a manager.
Right.
But so who do you like in the World Series? I mean, Boston's up 1-0
at this
point. I
said Boston in five.
They're the best team in baseball all year. I mean, it's not really that hard to decide who you like. Well, Bob, these are two fine teams.
You're seeing a lot of lefties. You're going to see a lot of right-handed batters. I mean, just lefty after lefty for both teams. So I'll watch it. It's kind of it's bittersweet, but I'm a baseball fan, so I'm going to be checking them out for sure. And unfortunately, I'm rooting for the Red Sox, but I really didn't want to. But
what's the interest in the house?
I mean,
your family. I mean, you're a baseball
Red Sox,
family.
Red Sox for sure. They can't stand because they can't stand Machado. And
they're interested?
Yeah. Oh, we watched it last night.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
For sure.
I thought maybe you were just watching it alone.
No.
Slumped out in your chair.
A little channel surfing during the game.
Juice box and some popcorn.
No, I'll watch it for sure. So, yeah. Mm. Go Sox. All right. Boo Machado.
Well, we'll talk about it next week, Fireman.
Yeah, put a wrap on it, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Game 7 would be Wednesday.
We could easily, yeah. All right. Well, it's always good to see you, Fireman Jim. Sorry, our team's not in the World Series, though. I've been saying that since 1982.
It's a heartbreaker.